Welcome to day 5, day 4,
night 5,
and so this is Casey hosting. Today in sailboating, I got to flip my boat. It was fun. I pulled a dollar trick on a kid because I got a dollar trick pulled on me. You know, put a dollar in the road, tie it to a rope, and the kid didn't see it. And I pulled it, and he kept on chasing it. And here's Casey.
As you might have heard in the last podcast, Chris and I are going through Daniel Boone.
Dan Boone.
I mean, it isn't bad. It isn't that bad this year because, like, Mr. G got hired as the knot instructor. So, I mean, like, today was pretty fun because, I mean, I had my own scoutmaster teaching Dan Boone. And so we spend about half of the time learning, and then like we spend the rest of the time just playing Red Rover, which two kids got hurt today.
Like,
no, actually three. Yeah, the third one's me. Like, this one fat kid came charging in, and then
you shouldn't call kids fat.
Okay, he came like running in. He came running in. And then broke. He did it. He came through. And then, like, he broke through. And then, like, this one other kid fell. And the one kid that was running through fell on top of him. And I, like, when he broke through, like, I fell backwards. And I landed pretty hard. And then this other kid just got pulverized. Because, like, these two people, like, clotheslined him. And he was laying on the ground for about 3 minutes. And then he finally sat up. And then, so, Mr. G went back for the second period, which he wasn't too excited for because none of us were here. And the rest of the day was pretty fun. And Indian lore, we made like necklaces and like this dart type thing. And we're gonna play a game with that tomorrow. And so, and then in archery, we were just like shooting around. And like, I hit two bullseyes. And then, but then this other kid in my class had one dead center, and he was shooting left-handed with a bow that has, like, no power. Like, I tried the right-hand one, and I pulled it back, and I felt like I was going to snap it in two, and I shot it, and went 2 feet and landed in the grass. And I'm like, what the heck? So, it was pretty fun.
So, here is Colin with another story.
Yeah, I've had a pretty good day. I didn't do much. In forest, we planted some grass seeds, and most of the other day we played. We didn't do much. We played around most of the day. We didn't have to do anything. And tomorrow's gonna be even a better day because my dad's got a chick out. So that's about it.
Now to Ryan.
Today, in Pathfinders, you don't need to hold it closer, it sounds too distorted. Anyway, today in Pathfinders, we talked about first aid for like an hour and a half, and then we made Polish sausages in a Dutch oven, and then I fell asleep in a chair for an hour, and they threw tomahawks while I was asleep. After that, I didn't go to swimming, because it thundered or something, I don't know. And then I went to throw in water, and it was boring because it's throw in water. Oh, exciting! Today in throw in water, we learned that unicorns come from the sky, and dirt is really gold, and gold is really dirt. and everyone in the world is rich, and there's no poverty, and no one dies, and all animals go to heaven.
Thank you, Ryan.
So,
thank you, Mr.
Ryan said gold is dirt, and
what? Dirt is gold.
Dirt is gold, and gold is dirt. Okay, now we're gonna go to someone, and I'm gonna go gather dirt.
Me too.
Today, in rifle.
No way.
I got a 3 out of 5. Like I shot 3 out of 5 bullseyes.
No, you didn't. I got some gold.
And I was satisfied.
Not me.
Hey, it's Michael, the good one, the French one. Anyway, yeah, today, Pathfinders, Ryan told you what we did, except for the fact that he didn't mention that I got 2 tomahawks stuck in the log at the same time. Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome. I was shaking.
Yeah, he was shaking, he says. And in shotgun class, I only got to shoot 5 birds today because they were running low on birds. But I hit 4 of 5, so, yeah, that was pretty cool. I was using a really big shotgun, too. Kinda, no, this one was bigger. It was like an elephant shotgun. Okay, yeah, that's basically it, except I'm enthusiastic. Whoa! That was kinda bad.
King Isles Rock!
And I'm PC.
Okay, now to Jeremy.
Jeremy! Whoa!
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we have this class called Pathfinders. It's like 3 hours long. And no one else feels it, but it's physically exhausting for me. And we ate some, like, Polish sausages. Our instructors are cool. Their names are Bones and Martini.
We gotta get Mr. G to say something. Mr. G, you have to say something.
This is Mr. G, our Scoutmaster.
My disclaimer is that the Scoutmaster of Troop 765 in no way, shape, or form endorses or approves or disapproves of any action partaken by my troop members in this beautiful week of summer camp. All their actions are theirs alone and do not represent those of the troop.
Stay in school.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah, don't do drugs. Stay in school. Find yourself an ugly girl and marry her. No, seriously though, very impressed with our boys this week. They've done an outstanding job. Yeah, Mike T was the assistant scoutmaster out here this week. He had his hands full. Wes, our senior patrol leader, did a really good job. As you can hear in the background, some of our boys are just totally out of control. It's Thursday night.
Except for still meetings. He didn't make
them all. They're wired for sound. We just fed them a boatload of sugar. Why, I don't know. And that's about it. Casey and Chris were our 2 new scouts, and they had a fantastic time in Dan Boone. They loved all their instructors, especially their new stand-in the last couple of days. Who was your stand-in the last couple of days?
Yeah. Mr. G.
Yeah, Mr. G. Okay. So, that's it. Where are you, Casey?
Right here. Well, go to Wes.
Okay.
Now,
Wes is going to talk about our quality troop.
America Rock!
America.
Yeah, there's this award you can get.
Oh, my God.
Called Quality Troop. And you have to have a bunch of people that work at the camp sign off on it and stuff. And it was today, which is Thursday, and we had tomorrow to turn it in, and I had no signatures, so me and Michael, like, looked for this guy named Jonathan, he's like the camp commissioner, and we took like an hour to find him, and we finally found him, and he signed off on some stuff, and then we found the ecology director, and he signed off on it.
Thanks for listening to our podcast of Night 5, and make sure you tell all your friends that Boy Scouts is not Cub Scouts. So, thanks for listening.
Please write a review.
Please write a review, says Ryan, on iCast. iTunes. Okay, bye.